Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Fort Bragg's backyard, this is the show that put the 110 Nation on the map. There is only one nation, the 110 Nation, and you're listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show. Covering each and every sport across the board. There is no sport too large or too little. It's time to talk the talk. Here we go. Here's the man, the founder, and your host, Mr. CJ Sports.
Welcome, everybody, to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I am your host, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, 110 Nation Sports. And also, make sure you check out our site, www.110nationsports.com, for all the latest going on here at the 110 Nation. Before we jump into everything, first, I want to make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus. Got to make sure that I thank them for hanging out, being with us, continuing to show support, love, and being part of all this with us. I want to make sure I thank Mario and their whole staff. For being part of everything we do here at the 110 Nation. So I got to make sure that I thank them. Also, we got Izzo joining us at 9:30 tonight. Looking forward to having him on the show. Looking forward to getting him back in the studio. Been a long time since we've had an opportunity to sit down and have some serious talk about some hockey, so looking forward to that. God, it's been a long time. I mean, I can't even remember the last time we actually even had Izzo on the show. It's been so long. Tomorrow night, we will not be doing the 110 Nation Sports Show, but we will be doing Race Chat Live with Chris and Craig. I don't know if Chris is making it. I know that I'm going to be part of the show. I think Chris has got stuff going on, so I don't think he's actually going to be there. It's kind of why we're not doing it. Well, there's two reasons why we're not doing it Thursday. One, Chris is definitely not going to be there Thursday. But two, I will not be in the studio as well Thursday. I didn't realize Thursday was trick-or-treating last Thursday when they asked if I would sit in while Chris was doing trick-or-treating. With the kids and all that stuff, and I was, you know, no problem. And I was, for some reason, thinking the Thursday was the 27th. I don't know why. But after I got off the phone, after we got off the show, it finally clicked in my head. Oh, yeah. Next Thursday is trick-or-treating. And like I told them in the chat, but I got some kids. I got some youngins that are expecting me to be going trick or treating, and I fear Brandy. So yes, I'm counting out my wins. And there's nothing more aggravating to know in a week of 15 games. There's nothing more aggravating to know that I went 14-1. I knew I should have picked the damn Giants to win. I knew it. I still didn't manage to win the football pool. $420, it should be mine. Damn, Giants. I just had one job to do this weekend. Couldn't let me go 15-0, could you? Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that. So, yeah, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. We got Race Chat Live with Chris and Craig, and I will definitely be hanging out at the studio and definitely giving my thoughts, opinions, and all the whatnots and ifs and maybes. As like I told them, I hadn't watched the race, but I did DVR it, so I will sit down tomorrow night and watch me a little something before we go in there. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to slowly but surely get the whole crew, gang, and everybody back together and go back to the days of having a great time, and looking forward to all this. Is this Brandy's listening, man? I tell everybody, I just got done having the same conversation with my brother. I fear you. Woman, you're a bad woman. Hey, when you're able to punch a big black dude about the size of me and bust his mouth and bust his chip his tooth and just because he told somebody to check his woman, hey, I fear you. But anyway, I didn't know that was a message I was going to be getting right out the gate. Yes, 14-1. You have no idea how aggravating it was. And then I go to bed, and it's already 38 points. Because I had a 14-1 record, but I had 32 points last night. Now, any other day of the week, or any other week of the year, I guess, of the NFL season, the 0-1, at the time, what, 6, 0-7, Miami Dolphins, and the 2-4, 5, whatever. Two teams that have two wins amongst themselves after 14 games. Wouldn't score hardly diddly squat, especially both of them with backup quarterbacks. They got Ryan Fitzpatrick in for Miami. You got what? I can't think the Steelers are what, second, third string quarterback at this point. So we're not expecting a lot of points. We're not expecting two teams that could hardly win to put some points on the board and, you know, we'll run up the score. I don't know who I'm more disappointed in. In fact, disappointed in the Giants because they couldn't manage just to muster up a win so I could go undefeated this week. And in the words of Cuban Jr., show me the money. Or if I'm more disappointed in the fact that the Miami Dolphins and the Steelers put up 45 points that should have never happened on two sorry-ass teams. I mean, what were y'all thinking? Unfortunately, somebody had 41 points. I don't know if there was anybody else in between myself and that 45 point. I don't know if anybody else. It was like the week I go 14-1, there's like six or seven other people, or five or six other people, there were six or seven of us. That went 14-1 on top of that. So it was usually if I go into the last week, it's usually one of two ways. Either I don't even need anything. It's already locked by the time I go into the week, or I need the team and the points, and it's even more nerve-wracking. So I felt kind of confident going into the game. All I need is 32 points. I don't even need the Steelers to win. Like, it does not matter that I picked who I picked. It was supposed to be this was supposed to be a shoe-in kind of night, and it's not how that played out. Not. I got disappointed in my damn Browns too. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I picked the Patriots. We all know. I don't bet against Tom Brady's Bill Belichick system. I just don't. I don't care. It was the first week I didn't pick the Browns, but everybody knows that knows me knows that it's not happening. I'm not. And so, well, come on, Browns. Can we stop? Can we stop? Two things. Can we stop one with penalties? Like, this is just getting like we're starting to get into talks of setting records here, and not in a good way with these penalties and the turnovers. Good Lord. Nick Chubb would have ran for about 300 damn yards if he wouldn't have fumbled the first two. The one, he was, what, 60, 65 yards or something, and then fumbled it. He would have held on to that damn ball, probably could have had a 300-yard game against the Patriots defense, who was like the number one defense and only allowed like an average of, I think it was 68 or 74 yards, something ridiculous. And Chubbs had 100 and some odd yards in the first half. Could have ran up a couple hundred yards easily on this defense. Make this defense look stupid silly. But no, couldn't hold on to the ball. Baker Mayfield just throwing interceptions. Like, I understand that there's going to need some time to gel. There's going to be some time needed to get your rhythm and everybody be on the same sheet of music. But that's got to do with your passing game. That's got to do with the running back learning when to hit the holes and when what the offense needs to do to the protection. Like, this has got nothing to do with holding on to the ball and penalties. That's just the fundamentals of football from day one, when you were playing peewee and youth leagues and seven on sevens and what are the big perks? I'm really gonna ruffle some of that feathers on this one. And the message will probably even come before I even get this out of my mouth, because I'm sure talking about disappointment in football, somebody listening has already known where I'm about to go with this. What are the perks about moving back to the great state of Ohio? There was the opportunity to watch my Cleveland Browns on a weekly basis. Win, lose, or draw didn't really matter. Yes, kind of hoping for some wins, especially since we did everything we did in the offseason. And now we're about to get our running back from suspension. So things are starting to go, one is starting looking better anyway for us. The other thing was the perks was being able to watch my Ohio State Buckeyes every Saturday, which, not a disappointment. Wow, did they put the beat down on Wisconsin. What a beautiful game. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And Chase Young, wow, probably the best defensive player in the entire nation right now. And knowing that number one LSU and if you want to call Alabama number two, I think we had this discussion going through the schedule. The only college team out there that has a even more pussified schedule than Alabama, Clemson, who plays one ranked team, and that's Wake Forest. So let's be serious about this. Wake Forest is Clemson's only ranked team. How the hell is Clemson even talked about at this point? But Alabama not too much farther behind there, and their lack of other than LSU who showed up this year, which is going to cause Alabama to not even be talk about a national title this year, because now that they actually got to play somebody ranked this year, like LSU, that's a wrap for Alabama. But thankfully, that'll help move the speed up the process of getting the Ohio State Buckeyes, who is arguably the best team in the nation at this point. This one, because you had all these people doubting, oh, no Urban Meyer, no Buckeyes. And, well, we're viewed as having the best defense in the league and the most complete team in the entire NCAA and arguably the best offense as well. So, and you throw Dobbins and everybody else in that mix in the running game. Like, but let's get to the disappointment here. One of the perks coming home to the great state of Ohio was to be able to sit Friday nights and watch my high school football team, a football team that hadn't had a losing record in 23 years, a high school football team that even when I went to high school, when I was in high school, the average weight of the offensive line was 305 pounds. My high school that they had to rebuild the high school because recruiting is so high out of that school that at the time that they built rebuilt the high school, built a whole new high school. It was the biggest high school in the state of Ohio. Get excited. My high school that has consistently gone to the state championship game. I don't think we ever actually won one, but you're talking second best team in the entire state. Many years. Till this year. Talk about a disappointment. You can ask. This has been one of the highlights. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready Friday night. I want to be in the stands. I want to watch this Wayne Warrior team. I have heard so much about. I have seen in the news. I have this. I have that. I want an opportunity to sit down and enjoy Friday night football like it was meant to be. Not the joke that I had to suffer through and I never went to a game, but having kids in the North Carolina school system where football in the Carolinas really is about. I don't know if there's really much of a bigger joke. Come on, we watch the Panthers. We see how much of a joke they are. Hell, they just got slaughtered last weekend. But anyway, let's not even talk about the ACC and football. Anyway. First losing season in 24 years. I think we've won two games all season long. Watching the quarterback reminds me of watching Gridiron Gang, where the guy that plays the quarterback wants to be the quarterback and says, yeah, I've played quarterback. Then you get him on the football field, and then he go ahead and says, well, yeah. The only time I play football is on Madden. It shows. That's the type of quarterback we got out there. Is a quarterback that looks like the only quarterback and he has done his entire life is on Madden. And I don't even know if Madden is even the right terminology. Maybe some old school Nintendo Tecmo Bowl where you really don't have to do much. It's kind of just back and forth. There's no actual skills involved with the old Tecmo Bowl, where I have the old John Elway quarterback, or maybe we can even go back a little bit farther. Maybe we go back to the Atari system, where you just got stick figures, and that's the kind of skill level. I'm watching these receivers wide open, and the ball's 10 yards the other direction, and 15 yards the other direction, and you wonder bouncing off players, and I'm like, how did y'all play Duck Duck Goose to decide who's going to be the quarterback? How did this process go here? Then the defense. Lord have mercy. Opening kickoff, they ran the ball back on us. Right off. Penalty to call it back. It was probably a give-me penalty. I don't know. I didn't see the penalty, but, they're not like this, a replay, so I'm not, might say there wasn't a penalty. Thank God the game would have been even worse, and it probably had been even more of a blowout than it turned out to be. But then you get number 99 out there. You're getting your ass handed to you. You're getting beat. Team just scored the touchdown. How the hell did you manage to get an unsportsmanlike taunting call? Who the hell was you taunting? You're getting your ass beat. They just scored a touchdown. Not like you scored a touchdown and you're rubbing it in their face. You just got scored on. You just got manhandled. You're being pushed around. A team that hadn't had a losing season in 23 years, and you're getting slapped around. And you get a taunting call. Then you march off the field and throw a little tantrum like it's time to change your tampon or something. Come on. And then the coach. Up until last season, we had one of the best coaches in the entire state of Ohio. The reason why we hadn't had a losing season in 23 years. Don't know the reason why. Don't care the reason why. Decided they're going to go in a different direction. And here comes the coach. I don't know if they drew hats out of names. Maybe just roll the dice and however the dice fell is who's going to be the next coach. But they obviously didn't pick a coach that has any kind of actual skills. Because that was the worst organized clusterfuck of a game plan that I have ever witnessed in my lifetime. 8 years of sitting here on the radio, going to live events, spending most of my Saturdays and Sundays watching sports, watching football. Granted, I did take, maybe that's my doing. Maybe that's where I screwed up. I did take a lot of this last year off with personal business going on and both jobs and the life experiences and everything that I went through. I understand. And maybe the game has changed. Maybe the game has changed that much that I am out of touch. Maybe football is an unorganized clusterfuck of BS that anybody can go out there and that's just what happens. And, you know, you can ruin a streak of 23 straight years of winning seasons and everything else. And it's fine and dandy. Maybe that. This is 2019. We do have safe spaces and we do have men identifying as women and women identifying as sheep and sheep identifying as dogs. And we got a whole bunch of crazy stuff going on these days. I just know that that was one of the things that I personally was looking for. I it's bad enough that I got to suffer through 30 years at this point. Yeah, 30 years. Of the Browns playing the way they have. You know, it's been, what, since 86, 87, 88? The drive, the fumble, all that stuff. Even going into the 95 season, thinking, okay, we're hot in favorites. We're going to win. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We weren't just favored to go to the Super Bowl. We were favored to win the Super Bowl. You know, back in the day when we had Bill Belichick as our coach and Nick Saban on our coaching staff and all the legendary people, and not to mention the team and 3-1 and Lamar Odell, you dick, ruined it. So the two highlights of my weekend when it comes to sports, supposed to be Friday night, Wayne Warriors, Saturday, Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State, you're doing your thing. I give it to you. You're doing your thing. That's like, what, second, third-ranked team we beat this year? We didn't just beat. We manhandled. We show them we're deserving of the number three spot there. We still got two or three more ranked games. I know at least two, Penn State and Michigan. Possibly three. Do you hear that, Alabama? Do you hear that, Clemson? That's like four or five ranked teams. That's how your schedule's supposed to be. Not make it the most pussy-fied schedule you could possibly throw out there. Ooh, we're going to play Wake Forest. That is our one ranked team that we're going to have, and we should have a shot at a national title. Clemson, just sit down. You have no valid argument at this point. How would I say Alabama and having an argument? We all know they're not going to be the number one LSU, so it really doesn't matter. Former colleague of the 110 Nation, want to make sure I shout out to that Oklahoma loss. It was bitter. It was nice. Lost to a nobody. Nobody. Kansas State. Who loses to Kansas State? Oh, yeah, Oklahoma. Oh, but yes, very disappointing. One of the perks, the highlights. But God, I can't wait Friday night to get a sit in the stands while I get to enjoy high school football, watch being a state that football means something. Football is a way of life. And it's sad because in watching and listening to the announcer have to say, the Wayne Warrior marching band, the pride and joy of the school. Like, that shouldn't be your pride and joy. Like, the football team should be the pride and joy. That should be, like, the cherry on the top. I'm not going to take anything away from the band because what that band does and everything else, top notch. But that's supposed to be the cherry on the top, not the pride and joy. That tells you when things have shifted in the wrong direction. When you're in a football state and your pride, your joy, what you're happy and you're investing your money into it these days is the band, not the football team. Chase Young, watch that? Did y'all watch that game? Did y'all sit down and watch? Like, we sat down and watched. Like, we watched and watched. And if you call yourself a Buckeye fan and you didn't sit down and watch Saturday's game, then you might need to get your car taken back and reevaluate your life. Like, it was a big game. 3-13. Haters out there hating. Oh, 0-0 after the first. Yeah, slowly roll. Wait till the game's over. Then if it's a close game, maybe talk a little chunk. You know, it is a Big Ten team. It is a ranked team. It is a good team. Talk a little too early, though. That beat down we put on 38-7 or so, 31-7, something ridiculous. Chase Young, though.
The only
downside, the only thing that I don't like, and it sucks, but the only thing that I don't like, that I hate, about how Chase Young is playing. Do you think that Chase Young is going to be around next year? I mean, that's so disappointing to know that I would be beyond shocked if Chase Young came back. You're talking defensive player of the year. You're talking about Chase Young that very likely could be playing defensively for the national champs this year. Like, I mean, I'm glad to see he's not be a little punk ass like Bosa decided he's gonna sit down halfway through the season because he didn't want to hurt himself and honestly lost a lot of respect from a lot of people. I mean, obviously not from the 49ers or the 49ers. It's like defense of the beast in San Francisco right now. But, yeah. I lose a little respect out of your true Buckeye fans here.
Even though we have that cone out to keep playing and, you know, not necessarily agreeing with the whole holdout thing that he did, but, you know, At least he did his thing.
And played for Ohio State and completed his college career.
The tension and the aminosity, whatever the hell I'm trying to say.
Aminosity, yeah, something like that. That he caused between himself and the Los Angeles Chargers. I forget what it was. I mean, obviously, that's water under the bridge. Obviously, the Lakers don't care. Or the Clippers, or the Chargers don't care. Why players do this stuff? Teams don't care. Players get a wild hair up their ass, and team owners and general managers act like little BLBs, and okay, we'll pay the money. Promise you, you wouldn't have caved in, he would eventually cave in. Like, why would you lose your draft eligibility? Why would you prolong your career and or hurt your career and never play? And not too busy. We all know how they feel about holdouts.
don't know how I feel about players going to the last year of the contract and demanding a new contract. No, live out your contract.
But Mr. TJ Sports, they could get hurt. Well, you know,
one, you had everything handed to you in high school. You're in the NFL. You had a pretty easy high school. Might not have the greatest house. Might not have everything you wanted. Guarantee you didn't earn every damn grade you got. Not everyone. If you played that level, you would notice. You were struggling. You were passed. I'm talking about colleges like Alabama that are giving players their money and making sure their grades are good. Everybody always talks about the loyalty of teams. Are you serious? How many players did we watch in this offseason go to different teams? Not traded, but went to different teams on their own, voluntarily. Quite a few. Quite a few. So the whole argument about loyalty, the teams don't have loyalty, the teams can trade, well, okay, big whoop-de-doo. One, you become a businessman, you'd be worth billions of dollars, so you can buy your own team and you can do whatever the hell you want to do, then worry about it. But two, if we ever get to a point, a day in time, where a player that is drafted by a team never leaves that team in an offseason, ever. Not just a player, but every player. To show loyalty to the team that drafted you. Then you can talk to me about loyalty. Every offseason, I promise you about 80% of the players trade teams voluntarily. Offseason. They can't be traded. Well, I'm going to say can't be traded, but they're not traded. They get signed by another team of free agency because they want to go get signed by another team. They're just caring about the money. They don't really care about their situations. The only reason I feel bad about them in their contracts. You pursued this opportunity. You wanted to go there. You thought that it was the money was the most important thing. Why do you think Tom Brady is not gone anywhere? It's not about the money. I mean, it is, but it isn't. That man's treated like freaking gold. Man's won multiple championships. Man's been in even more, like twice as many Super Bowls. Ain't always about the money. But once again, you can't tell nobody nothing. You can't teach these new young guys anything. All I care about is the money. That's it. That is absolutely positively it. If we ever get to a day in football, running sport, for that matter, that in the off season, a player does not change teams. Not a single one. A regular off-season, not one that had to be short, and there's not a lot of people, but a regular. A regular big-name off-season with about 30 free agents. You can have one of those off-seasons that not a single player leaves and goes to another team. They all re-sign, stay with their contracts, or a new contract, whatever, with our current team, maybe. just maybe. You can talk to me about loyalty. Until then, knowing every offseason, at least 80% of your free agents go sign with somebody else. Don't talk to me about loyalty or a lack of loyalty. Come on, are you serious? Really? Like I said, players, play. That important to you? You tell me, multi-billion-dollar man, and have your own team. Can't do that. There's not really much. There's not really much of an argument here. Oh, Lordy. Brandy's not having the day. We were coming back from Dayton, Ohio. We butted up against Dayton, Ohio. And we saw the light. It came up on the light. I can't remember at this point, or maybe it was leaving the light. And I thought was a lot of pop. And nobody else acted like they heard anything, so I thought, oh, maybe it was me. You know, we had music on. We was kind of in our own little thing. All of us singing and everything else. Go through the light, and then, damn, my tire's low again. Like the low air pressure light came on, notification. And I'm like, damn. And I know she's had to stop 3 or 4 times to over this last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months that I've been in town, even before moving, to put air in the tire. And I was like, you might have ran over something or popped your tire, because I swore that I heard something. At that point in time, you could kind of feel that a tire had gone flat. We pulled over, and there was a very sizable piece of metal sticking out of the tire. She just messaged me to let me know that now the front tire, well, it made it bad last night. Oh, God. So we're on the outskirts of Dayton. Now, mind you, Dayton, I'm in Cincinnati. I don't know which is which, but one is one and one is five when it comes to opiums, drugs, all that stuff. And so we're sitting here, and when I go to get the tire out and the jack out and everything to put the spare on, at that point in time, I realized that the people that sold her the car didn't put the piece that helps wind up the jack up and down and didn't put a lug nut wrench in there. So she had a call to the people that the house we came from, and he brought a 3-ton full-size jack and a lug nut wrench. While we're standing there waiting, good old baby pile, it was brought to our attention that the payphone stand that didn't have the payphone, but the stand was still there, had a little liquor bottle and a syringe sitting there. So, of course, that's a whole conversation to have. But just got a message and was informed that the front tire now is low, that she is at the store trying to get fix a flat and air in the tire. So, got kids, got to go to school, and school buses and work and everything else. So, I'm hoping that she's able to get it from get it unflattened.
Guess I'm flat. Forget inflated. Why not? I have to end things here a little bit and go assist. So. Not been the best the last 24 hours.
That's why I didn't get no comment on that, because I for sure thought, because she's friends with the head coach of the Waiting Warriors. And I get to hear about how great of a guy he is. I never question how good or not, lack of good of a guy he is. I'm talking strictly about his lack of any kind of knowledge of how to coach. That's what I'm, what the discussion's about. How many of y'all saw the video and heard about the two girls that got a lifetime ban for Major League Baseball? They decided today we're going to go to a football or the baseball, the World Series game, have a wrong game, spend that kind of money. And decide not only were they not going to wear bras to this game, but that being behind the catcher, that when the pitcher was getting ready to pitch, that they were going to go ahead and lift their shirts and let the pitcher be distracted by two females topless, which caused him not to pitch, basically a call timeout, and which caused both these girls to get a lifetime ban. I don't know. It's kind of funny. I don't know. Gotta have mixed feelings about it. If the NBA isn't allow and the NCAA isn't allow some of the stupid shit that we have seen as a player is trying to shoot a free throw and let the fans do crazy, distracting things, then, I mean, I don't know about a lifetime ban. Like, look, don't do it again. And, you know, you got this type of fee or something because, you know, indecent exposure or whatever. Catch a charge or whatever. I don't know if necessarily banding for life two girls for showing their tits is really the route to go. This has probably just been named, but. Then one thing. Just realized that daughter is at the school and
That's what's going to have to happen. Might have to wrap this up to go.
Hey.
I'll just go ahead and do the ending thing just in case. I'm trying to find out if I got a. Now she got a flat tire. I forgot her daughter's at practice tonight, and it ends in 5 minutes. She don't even know she can get there. So, in case I do get the nod, then I got to go grab her real quick. Got to make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus. Without Mario and the staff there, we wouldn't be able to continue doing what we're doing. So I want to make sure I thank them. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at the 110 Nation. You can check out our fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Also, check out our site, www.the110nationsports.com. Tomorrow night, don't forget, 8 o'clock, Race Chat Live with Chris and Craig. So, let me.
Thanks for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show with Mr. CJ.